This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Safety is a concern for many residents of senior housing in Camden, New Jersey. A house, or rather a city, where the chance of being a victim of violent crime is 1 in 63. That's according to Neighborhood Scout. In a recent article for WHYY.org, reporter April Saul writes about what's troubling residents of these complexes, which are in some cases easy to enter and rarely staffed by security guards. April Saul joins us to talk about the situation. Good morning, April.
Hi, Jennifer.
You know, April, in your article, you wrote about these complexes, and we learn that some of them have broken front doors. Front doors are left unlocked. There are rarely security guards, and this leaves room for trespassers to come in, sometimes sleeping in community areas and hallways. I can't even believe this. And you took a look at this yourself. Where did you go and what did you see?
Yeah, well, I started with Ferry Manor and Ferry Station, two properties in South Camden, where activists had been contacted by residents and were out there, you know, trying to make their voices heard and show the conditions there. So what had happened was the front door had broken, and these doors are not that easy to fix. Then you have to wait for a part, and somebody has to come out and do it. And in the meantime, anybody could be coming in and out. And yeah, it's really awful. I watched myself as like human feces were swept from the steps. You know, inside the stairwells, they smelled like urine. People come in, scare the residents, rattle the doorknobs, do drugs, take over, like, the communal areas, like laundry rooms.
It's really people, bad. People who have maybe no other place to go, or they just don't belong there, and they're coming in, and they're just hanging out, and they don't really have proper bathrooms and stuff, so thus the waste that is being seen. What did seniors at these apartments tell you about their experiences living there?
One of them told me that she sits and up at night in her chair, like listening for the rattling of the doorknobs, and she's afraid for her life. I mean, other people were just really angry and annoyed, and I mean, I watched one woman like get up out of her like walker slash wheelchair and like yell "Bring it on" to some younger woman who was, you know, a non-resident, was trying to get in, and this woman was just guarding the door herself.
Because of lack of security, so she's like, you try to get in here. I'm gonna stop you.
Right, yeah. I'll be the security guard if there isn't one.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. And there's people who are over 90 years old living there. So you know,
Right. And who owns these apartment buildings, and why aren't they making sure that security is a consideration for everybody?
Right. It's interesting that you would ask that because, you know, looking into that, it's hard to tell who owns what, like, because there are property management companies running things. I believe that the ferry buildings I was just talking about are owned by an out-of-town company named Conifer. Some of these are, like, partly owned by the city. I think, you know, they remember at the ferry buildings, they remember having security guards a long time ago. Nobody remembers when they stopped having them. But, yeah, clearly they need that as a deterrent. I would think it would be more cost effective than replacing the doors over and over. But it seems to be being resisted, this idea of hiring somebody to watch over the place at night, especially.
Yeah, April, you mentioned activists had stepped in to raise the issue of this lack of security for these senior citizens. What have they done to raise the issue?
Well, I think there was a video on social media about it, and then the activists came in and made more videos and put it out there and tried to meet with management. And management got very nervous and pulled their shades down. I mean, the management at the ferry buildings, I know, yelled at me that I was making things worse and tried to get me to leave the property. So, they were kind of circling the wagons and feeling very defensive about all of it and probably feeling singled out because they're, as I did the story on them, Jennifer, I went to other complexes and found some similar things, you know, because I had a feeling it was more, you know, through the city than just at this one place. And up the street there was Antioch Manor, where I myself went over and just walked right in because all the doors were ajar or unlocked, broken.
Wow.
So it's definitely like throughout Camden and not just the you know, the place where we started looking.
Yeah, and it's not fair to anyone, not to these seniors, not to the people who love them and hope that they're safe in their homes. These are people on very fixed incomes, many getting assistance from HUD, Section 8 housing. The city can be a very dangerous place to live. This is wrong all over the place.
Yeah. it absolutely is. And it's sad. I think part of it is that, you know, that these people feel like nobody cares about them. And I think there's just that feeling a lot in Camden of, you know, being disenfranchised and feeling like you don't matter. And so I think this kind of is in that mindset. And one of the activists said something to me about, you know, I think they're, you know, people just think that we want to live this way. You know, that there's, you know, and that's like a stereotype and a narrative that, like, oh yeah, it's okay. You know, poor people, this is what happens. Like black and brown people, this is the way they, you know, the way they want to live. And that's not true.
That is not the truth. Not the truth. And it looks like some of the city leadership is poking around on this, maybe going to gather and talk about this. What have you discovered there?
Right. I know that the mayor and a couple of council people have already been out there and talked to residents and are looking at it. They were there before my story even came out. But I know that they're talking about meeting with management at some of these buildings this week. They were going to do it Monday, but now they're saying they're going to do it Thursday, so I really hope they follow through.
Yeah, so very eye-opening. Thank you for your reporting, April Saul. Writing and contributing to WHYY.org. You can read the article that she wrote. It's just really perplexing how this can be happening. Thank you, April.
Oh, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right.